Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday. And I believe our phones are working, because we have Owen and his dad, Ryan, from Stanwood as our contestants this morning. Owen and Dad, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
We got him, Steve.
Oh, just in time for Father's Day in a week, a father-son battle.
Yeah.
I'm excited for them to beat you, so get out of here, Steve.
I'm going to go get Tatum so we can even the odds. Oh. That'd be funny if Tatum was just in the other room and I just brought her in here.
Just idling.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, Owen and his dad, Ryan, have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, guys?
Yep.
Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Minnie Mouse.
Correct. What color tuxedos were worn by Lloyd and Harry in Dumb and Dumber?
Orange and blue.
Correct. What do you call the South American dish of raw fish marinated in citrus juice?
Pass.
The quagga is an extinct subspecies of what striped animal?
Zebra.
Correct. What 1985 hit song was co-written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie?
We're the World.
Yes. What is rain with a particularly low pH called?
Acid rain.
Yes, it is. In 2003, what major shoe company did Nike buy out?
Converse.
Yes. What part of the body is used to play the castanets?
Fingers?
Yes. In what decade was the first Guinness Book of World Records published?
1940?
No.
50?
Yes. Providence is the capital of which U.S. state?
Rhode Island?
That is correct. Oh my gosh, you guys got 9 correct.
Let's go.
And I have a sneaking suspicion you guys caught the cheat sheet yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm not telling him. Migs?
Yes?
Are you feeling a bit of pressure as you walk back in here?
I feel pretty good, actually. Got a good night's sleep.
I hope that helps.
Found out the donuts are on their way for National Donut Day. I'm feeling pretty good, you know?
Well, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Pluto.
No.
Minnie Mouse.
Correct. What color tuxedos were worn by Lloyd and Harry in Dumb and Dumber?
Orange and green.
No.
Orange and blue.
Yes. What do you call the South American dish of raw fish marinated in citrus juices?
Ceviche.
Yes. The quagga is an extinct subspecies of what striped animal?
A zebra?
Yes. What 1985 hit song was co-written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie?
Oh, that's, Tub Thumpin'.
No.
What the hell is it? We Are the World.
Yes. What is rain with a particularly low pH called?
Low rain.
No.
Drizzle.
No.
Sprinkle.
No. In 2003, what major shoe company did Nike buy out?
Converse.
Yes. What part of the body is used to play the castanets?
The feet.
No.
The hands?
Yes. In what decade was the first Guinness Book of World Records published?
I'm going to go 50s.
Yes. Providence is the capital of what U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
It is. And with that, Steve, you scored 9, which is a fine score, but that's a tie. 9-9. Good job, guys.
Good game.
Very impressive.
Nice work, Owen and Dad, and happy early Father's Day.
Yes. I think that we got to get kid sizes going, by the way, for the I Beat Mig shirt, because we've had so many kids play lately.
It is funny.
It's fantastic. By the way, the only one that you got wrong, Steve, was that the low pH rain is called acid rain.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, but our friends got it because it was on the cheat sheet and they were listening yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and that I Beat Mig shirt, it's in the Rock Shop over at KISW.com.
The Daily Mig Show.
206-803-ROCK. We are curious if you were one of the lucky people that scored the new Nintendo Switch.
Oh, based on my social media, I think 4 people got it, and that's it.
So if you're one of those four people, we want to chat with you right now. Call 206-803-ROCK if you scored a new Nintendo Switch, and we will take your calls after Nirvana. The Nintendo Switch 2 is here. It is out. It is for sale, and it's very much sold out around the Seattle area.
Insane.
Fox 13 did a report about this big phenomenon of it selling out everywhere in the PNW.
One of the reporters went out trying to go get one at different stores and here, like, basically with his cell phone, like, giving updates on how it went. Here he is talking about it, and he also talked to a guy who waited in line for a while.
So as soon as you walk into the store here at Best Buy, it has a big sign that says Nintendo Switch 2 out of stock. Some employees in the Best Buy here in Bellevue told me they had 1,000 Switch 2 systems and they're all sold out. One of the employees said that somebody was in line at 4 o'clock in the morning Wednesday.
Why does it sound like he's hiding from everybody?
He's like running. Like he's with like, the Switch.
I'm on the run, man. People are trying to catch me.
To pick up one of these systems, that means they sat outside for hours.
Yeah, so I was in line about 5 hours. So from 5:15, and there were people that were there before me. From 5:15 to around 10:15, I finally was at the front desk getting a Switch. And they said the doors opened at 9:01 for the special release. Shout out to my my girlfriend for bringing me Panda Express in line and hanging out with me. She kept me sane.
That's the real hero.
You put a ring on that girl's finger. She brought you Panda Express.
So this leads us to our simple question today. And our simple question is this. The Nintendo Switch 2, how is it? And also very curious how long people waited. So Jason from Ording, what kind of waiting did you do to get your Switch 2?
I waited for about 3 hours to just pre-order it, and then it was about 4 hours to pick it up on release day.
Damn.
So the pre-order, is that kind of like when they put you in a queue for concert tickets? Is it the same kind of setup?
Kind of, but I did it in person, so I was actually waiting in the store, GameStop, South Hill Mall, so I had to wait to pre-order, because they did pre-orders at a certain time about a month ago.
See, I didn't even realize this wasn't even on my radar, but one of my buddies I was doing wrestling training with, my buddy Brian, he's just like, oh yeah, after this I'm going to go head home real quick, and then I'm going to go swing by Target and sleep in my car so I could get up early to get the Switch. I'm like, what? And I didn't realize that there was a brand new Switch coming out. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, how hard is it going to get one? Then I see all these news reports where it's selling out left and right.
And Jason, what do you think of it so far?
I love it, but I'm a big gamer. I collect game consoles, so I've been playing it. It's pretty fun. It's smooth.
That's awesome, dude. Well, enjoy your weekend with your Switch.
Right? Greg from Everett, same question to you. How are you liking the Nintendo Switch 2, and how long did you have to wait to get it?
Well, I got lucky. It only took me about 2 hours of waiting in line to pay for the extra ones that my local GameStop had, and then they launched it at 9 o'clock. that night, and I got up by 9:30, and it's amazing. Graphics are better, and I got my Mario Kart.
Yeah. I was about to ask, what's the game? Like, every console, and there's always that one game that makes you want to get it. So it's Mario Kart?
Mario Kart, because I've been playing it from the very beginning. I'm a Waluigi fanatic.
Yeah.
And then also Breath of the Wild. The graphics are so much better. It's like a real console now.
Nice.
You're making me want to go broke.
Nick from Graham, same simple question to you. The Nintendo Switch 2, how is it, and what kind of waiting did you have to do before you got it?
It is pretty radical. Like the last guy said, I'm enjoying a lot, hugely. I did wait in the line for the first Switch back at Best Buy in Bellevue when I lived up there. And I waited for multiple hours for that bad boy. This one, I went over to GameStop yesterday at Mountain Highway at like 9 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't open yet. There were no signs. I wasn't sure if they had midnight release. And I was like, hey, there's a Walmart right across the street. Went across the street. They had them. I waited 0 minutes.
Whoa!
So was this in Graham?
Yeah. I live in Graham, but that was in Spanaway.
In Spanaway. Well, that confirms there are no nerds that live in Spanaway.
Wow.
I'm kidding. That's crazy. No wait at all.
I mean, some people get lucky, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a big gamer? Like,
we were a Sega household when I was a kid. We had the Sega Genesis. Loved that. Was a big Sonic girl. But I do love some Mario Kart.
Yeah, I know. I'm torn. Like, but I realize, like, I get it. I'm just going to drop nearly, like, $500 for this thing. And I only want it so when I travel, I would have something to, like, play that's not just, like, you know, music or a movie. Like, a video game to play while I'm on the plane. But then I think about it. I'm like, I'm going to drop all that money thinking I'm going to get to play a video game on the plane. When, in essence, I'm going to drop all that money so that Tatum could play a video game on the plane.
And how often are you guys on a plane?
Not enough to warrant $500. That's right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Was the entire cast of an iconic film meant for kids all hopped up on coke?
Uh-oh.
The production studio CEO says yes, they were. And we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Barry Diller is the former CEO of Paramount Pictures,
okay,
and he put a book out called Who Knew, and he's doing this question and answer thing where he was asked some questions about the movie Popeye, which Robin Williams was part of.
Have you ever seen Popeye?
Of course. That was one from my childhood that I just loved.
Danny, you haven't seen that one, right?
No, of course not.
I mean, I don't know. I feel hesitant trying to convince somebody to see it now. But I loved that movie when I was a kid because I was a big Popeye fan and Robin Williams ruled. So I'm like, man, this is like the combining two of the greatest forces of all time into one awesome film.
Well, Barry Diller
probably sucks if I watch it back now.
Yes. Barry Diller dropped a weird little statistic into there that it was the most drug-filled film set that he had ever seen.
Most coked-up film set.
Coked-up film set?
Yeah.
Oh, Popeye.
I like how he didn't even have to think about it. He's like, oh, for sure. It was Popeye with Robin Williams.
No, you can watch. By the way, you can watch it. If you watch Popeye, you're watching a movie that you think of it in you know, the thing they used to do about record speeds, 33, whatever. This is a movie that runs at 78 RPM and 33 speed. It is a coke.
You visited the set. And
I did.
And you would instantly knew everybody's coked up.
You knew it. You couldn't escape it. They were actually shipping in film cans at the time. That film cans would be sent back to L.A. for daily processing of the film. This was shot in Malta. And we found out that the film cans were actually being used to ship cocaine back and forth to this set.
Wow.
Everyone was stoned.
Doesn't change the way I feel about the movie.
It kind of now makes me want to watch the movie again to see if I can notice it. Because, I mean, I bet you could.
Many people had things to say about this, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of those comments. We figured who better to read them? Unfortunately, we do not have a robot Robin Williams or an AI Popeye, which would have been great. But we did find another great actor that was known for cocaine, and that's Scarface himself, Al Pacino.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready for the first comment about Popeye apparently being the most coke-fueled set of all time?
Let's hear it.
So you are telling me that it wasn't spinach after all? Wow. Blow me down.
Okay.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it wasn't the spinach that got him all hyped up and ready to fight people.
I already love this movie. Now I f***ing love this movie.
I do want to watch it again.
I know.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this.
I need to go back and watch this movie again now.
Yep.
It was the white spinach after all.
The white spinach.
That is, I mean, that's, I guess, the homework assignment for everyone this weekend. Go home and rewatch Popeye.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a bump of booger sugar today.
Oh, wimpy. Booger sugar might be my favorite euphemism for any drug.
Oh, for sure. That's right? A great one.
Yeah, I don't think it gets better than that.
I mean, I like that one in Jazz Cabbage.
Jazz Cabbage is pretty good. The Devil's Lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense why Wimpy was going in extra hard on them burgers.
Peruvian marching powder.
Here's my question now. I've never done the drug, and I'm not making any allegations, but Taryn, do people get hungry if they're on cocaine?
They do not.
Okay.
They do not.
So then Wimpy doesn't need a burger after all.
No.
I'm strong to the finish because I sniffed my spinach. I'm Popeye the Coke head sailor man.
Okay, yeah, they can't change that.
Oh,
first.
My gosh. I mean, the 80s were a wild time.
Where's the documentary on this movie then? Like, I want to see the behind the scenes. Like, if this is true, you can make a movie about making this movie.
Now that this is out in the universe, I feel like that's got to be the next step.
Yeah, because you think about, like, what? Like, Robin Williams during those days. I mean, he would share how, like, he was coked up on a lot, you know, throughout most of the 80s. Like,
yeah.
That was just kind of like, he was known for that. So, I mean, it comes as no surprise, but when you're a kid, I would never have been able to put that connection together.
Total innocence at the time.
Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
We want to take you out to the ballgame, Rockaholics, and that ballgame is happening on Wednesday, June 18th, the Mariners versus the Red Sox that afternoon. So if you need to play hooky from work, we will even contact your boss and get you out if you need it. But take the day off, get your tickets at KISW.com, and know that $2 from every ticket sold is going to benefit the National MS Society. You are probably just getting your day moving in the right direction, and it's kind of nice to walk out the door with a couple little nuggets from the world of pop culture. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump are, in the words of Taylor Swift, never, ever, ever getting back together.
The bromance is over.
I was shocked at how quickly things fizzled out, and in such a public way, Steve.
My favorite is the CNN report when they brought up this little tidbit of information.
The president's biggest campaign donor, who was so close that Trump invited him to sleep at the White House, is now calling for him to be impeached and replaced by Vice President J.D. Vance.
They were sleepover buddies.
Hi, Elon's mom. This is Donald Trump. Can Elon come over for a sleepover?
I couldn't believe I was a part of the headline.
But there's all these crazy back and forth things happening where Elon was slamming the big, beautiful bill and then brought up Epstein files.
Yep.
And then Donald Trump is talking about cutting his government subsidies. So it's just been this chaotic the drama that we just can't really seem to stop paying attention to.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I can guarantee that it's not going to get any prettier. Like, it's good that these two are not known for holding back however they feel and say some pretty outlandish things. I mean, this is, get the popcorn out, kids. This weekend's going to be interesting.
It's very wild.
And when Kanye is the one chiming in trying to bring them together, then you really have to worry.
Yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Amazon and the robots, because, you know, I am a dork, but whenever I use like ChatGPT or any kind of artificial intelligence, I make sure I say please and thank you, because I don't want to risk the day that they decide to take our planet out. And at least they'll be like, well, you know what? We'll spare that guy, because at least he said please and thank you from time to time. Amazon's working on technology to have your packages delivered by humanoid robots.
Oh, God.
And so it begins. They said it could be ready for real-world testing pretty soon, but it might take a little bit of time. But, you know, the way that AI has advanced in just the last year has been bonkers. I can't imagine it's going to be super long. But Amazon Robotics chief technologist, a person by the name of Ty Brady, here he is talking about exactly what these robots will be doing.
I will be unabashedly proud that we aim to eliminate every menial, mundane, and repetitive job out there. We want to eliminate that. And if it's repetitive, we want to automate that.
So you just want to take jobs away from people is what we're saying.
It's going to be rough.
But in a way, he's trying to make it sound like as if that's not going to take people's jobs away, which, sure.
Because we will never run out of things to do for our employees. We want them to focus on higher level tasks. People are amazing at using common sense and reasoning and understanding complex problems. Like, why would you not use that?
Well, as long as like the robots hang out on your porch to deal with the porch pirates, I'm okay with that, right?
Yes.
That's just crazy.
Robot security.
Could you imagine, like, unless just say in a couple of years, all of a sudden you just got like these droids coming up to your porch with like a box? Like, oh, man. I'm not ready for this.
Think about how crazy your dogs go when someone comes to the front door in general, but if it's a humanoid robot, I think my dogs will go, they might jump through the window.
Yeah.
Break the glass and get at them. Mike Jerick is the longtime co-host on Good Day Philadelphia, and he was interviewing this dermatologist from the University of Pennsylvania's Melanoma Center.
Okay.
Her name's Dr. Joanna Walker, and they were talking about checking your skin, you know, your moles and all those things. So this was not scripted at all, but the doctor was starting to look at something on his right elbow and said that he might need some immediate attention. This is the audio.
Freckles. You got
I have a big freckler.
Oh, okay. So this is a basal cell skin cancer.
That is?
This
what are you going to do to it? Burn it off?
This one probably needs to be cut and stitched.
What? And then stitch me up?
So this...
Imagine finding this out while you're doing your show.
Oh,
like, imagine if we had somebody in and looking at you, hey, Tyron, I noticed that mole on your arm. Like,
I mean,
that's skin cancer.
It is weird.
That's crazy.
So this one is a very slow-growing type of skin cancer. It's not going to spread to anywhere else on your body, but it needs to be removed so it doesn't keep growing and taking over normal skin.
Oh, good Lord.
So he should make an appointment today.
He should.
They should just do it right there.
And didn't something like this happen at like a baseball game or something like that where like a coach...
That was the Kraken.
It was the Kraken.
Remember, there was a kid, medical student, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that part, but they noticed that one of the assistant coaches had, or the equipment manager had something on their body that was cancerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
You hear those, there was also, I remember, this is forever ago, I'm paraphrasing again, but I remember there was like a woman or a man that was doing a news report, and one of the viewers was like a dermatologist or a doctor or something, and emailed or social media posted about, hey, that anchor should go get that checked out, what's on their neck.
Crazy to have it happen in such a public setting.
And have it happen in real time or at that moment. Like, you could tell that guy was a little spooked by that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm very excited to let you know about this news, because this wasn't even on my radar, but apparently they're making a movie about KISS. About the early years of KISS, which sign me the F up. It's going to be called Shout It Out Loud. It's going to cover the band's first 4 years, which actually I think will be very interesting, because as much as people want to goof on KISS, back in the day, what they were doing was unheard of. The way that they were doing it, they were pissing people off because they would show up to like small clubs and put on arena rock type shows with like the big lights and the pyro, not maybe not pyro, but you know, enough to make
it. A bottle rocket.
Maybe a bottle rocket. So apparently there's a movie being made, and it's not like some like low budget film. Like, they've got some big name actors, I guess, that are going to be involved with it, including of all people, Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, and he's going to be playing Paul Stanley. He's going to be the star child, which honestly, when they showed a picture of him and I saw the picture next to Paul Stanley, I'm like, you know what? I could actually buy this.
You're a Joe. Wait, did you say Joe Bro? No, Nick Jonas. A Joe Bro.
I'm not any of that, but I'm a KISS fan, and I'm excited to see the story of the early years of KISS being put onto the big screen. It's co-produced by Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, so you know you're gonna have to take some of the history, you know, with a grain of salt, because of course they're not gonna make themselves look bad. But
no,
I bet Peter and Ace are not gonna look good in this.
Very excited to check it out. There's this couple, Sarah and Eli Smith. They're from upstate New York, and they, you know, these gender reveals that tend to go viral. Yeah. And think, did you guys do any sort of gender reveal?
No.
No, we opened an email, the two of us, and found out that we were having a boy.
We went to the doctors, and they told us what was going on. And then I guess I had to look like as if I was upset, because both the doctor and my wife were like, are you okay? Because we thought we were having a son. Like, we just thought the whole time we're having a boy, we're having a boy. And I wasn't upset that I was having a girl. All of a sudden, it just kicked in that I'm going to be a girl dad. And I got so excited that I just froze.
Oh, my gosh. And look at you. You're killing it in the girl dad game. It
depends on the day. I think I'm going all right.
Well, Sarah and Eli had this idea to use milkshakes as their gender reveal. So it was going to be strawberry for a girl and peanut butter for a boy.
All right. This is stupid, but this is one I could get behind, because, A, no house or no. Like, land is getting burnt to a crisp.
Yes.
And also, we get to enjoy milkshakes.
Here's some audio.
Strawberry, it's a girl. If it's peanut butter, it's a boy. It's a girl. It's a girl. I'm so happy. Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
I don't know if you know the backstory on this. Apparently, the husband couldn't tell what the flavor was, so he had no idea what the gender of the child was. He's just like, I don't know. Which I was like, how do you not know? But then I realized, like, because of my bad sense of smell, my sense of taste is like, if I know what it is, I taste it just fine. But if I, like, sometimes my wife will just, she gets behind me and just shoves something in my mouth and I don't know what it is. So I'm like chewing on it. I'm like, I don't know what this is. She's like, it's a chocolate covered raisin. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Thanks for filling in the lines there. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's such a, I mean, that's kind of a fun way to do it though. I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad because we all get milkshakes.
Yeah, everybody wins.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to take down Steve Miggs this morning? I would love to see it. The man has a record of 187 wins, 61 losses, and 44 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to try and beat Miggs at 850.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.